Okay, so we're holding Pasuk, Perek Vav, Pasuk Chaf Ches. I felt bad when I left last week. I spoke a little bit about Rav Dov Cohen. So I mentioned his son-in-law, his grandsons, but I forgot his sons also, the famous forum on Agolas Kalim and Tfilas Kalim, Rav Tzvi Cohen. That's how he was nifter, right? A few years ago. So he was mechaber many sfarim that are very chashuv sfarim. So that was his son. He has another son. I think Rav Simcha Cohen is also his son. I guess Peiris Mesukim came out of him. Anyway, I just wanted to be. I remembered it like on the way to the bus when I left there. What about it? Okay. So now we'll start Perek Vav Pasuk Chaf Ches, and then we're gonna skip Chaf Tes Lamed Lamed Aleph. Yeah, I think that's where we'll skip. Not sure about Lamed Beis. Not sure. Okay, we'll see. Chavches, im yahalech ish al hagechalim. This is really a continuation of the previous pasuk, right? The previous pasuk said, "Hayachte ish esh bechekov gadol sesarafno." If you're gonna play with fire on yourself, or in his bosom, his clothes not gonna burn? Of course they're gonna burn. Im yahalech ish. Now this new pasuk, im yahalech ish al hagechalim. If a man is going to walk on coals, v'raglav loisikavena, his feet won't be burnt. So if you remember last week, we saw the Goyin in the Pasuk of Zayin said that the midos that a person is born with, his natural inborn character traits, those are referred to as begadim. Whereas the character traits, the midas that a person is margal himself in, he trains himself in, those are called raglayim. So the godim was pasuk of zayin. Those were the inborn traits we spoke about. That even those a person can lose if he falls into a matzav of following his taivus all the time. And the pasuk of ches says, refers to the raglayim, which are the midas that a person has trained himself in. He's been koine through hard work. So that the Goyin says, "Im yahalech ish al gechalim." If a person is going to walk, if a man is going to walk on coals, who neged chemda? So this pasuk is referring to chemda. The previous pasuk was taiva. This pasuk refers to chemda. Haholech tamid lemerchakim v'rodef tamid b'shvakim u'rechavot. And if a person is going to, right, so the Lashon here is halicha, so we said that that's the defining, trait or characteristic or matzav, situation of the guy who's following chemda. He's always on the move, he's always looking, he's always walking around, he's always traveling in order to make more and more money. So that's what the Goyin says, he's ha'hilich tamid, he's always going distances, chasing chemda, chasing, right, the world's luxuries and money in the marketplaces and in the streets. The ragel of loisi kavena. So that's what's called, he's going to be walking, the man of walking on coals. He's walking on coals, hot coals. Get burnt. Because such a person doesn't have time to be mashgiach on himself to see what does he need to break. What mida does he need to break? He's too busy chasing money. He doesn't have time to, for a Musar Seder, he doesn't have time to check himself and see where's he, what Mida does he still need to break. Similar to the Masur Sharm, it says, it uses the Moshe of Paro, Paro was Machbed Avoid on them. So the Yitzhar is Machbed Avoid on the person. He brings all sorts of distractions that you shouldn't have time for Avoidus Hashem. You shouldn't have time to work on your Midas. So this guy who's always chasing chemda is not going to have time to work on his midas, see what he has to break, what he has to fix. V'gam afilu ma shehurgal b'em minu urav. And even what he's already been accustomed to from his youth, meaning it's not inborn, but he was in yeshiva, he was 18, 19, and that's the time where he gets, he got excited and he started to do Avodas HaMusar, and Imamish was Kaine, was Shaver Amida and Kaine Amida Chadasha. He broke Amida and he acquired a good Amida, and he's been doing so ever since. Let's say he's now 28. For the last 10 years, this has become nature by him. But it's not mamish nature, because it was something that he had to acquire. He wasn't born with it. So even that, what he was murgal with from his youth, mikol makim, nevertheless, kevin she'ena b'tivay mamish, since it's not mamish in his nature, bekal yasur mehem, it will easily become removed from him. And he's not even going to pay attention to it because of his tirda, because of his being busy. And then when the guy has tirdas and he's busy, he goes back to his natural state. And naturally he didn't have that midah, so it's going to be lost. He's going to go back to the natural setting, the natural, what's the words in computers they use? The default, right, exactly. He's going to go back to his default. Therefore it says, his feet aren't going to be burnt, meaning his raglayim, what he was margil himself in, the character traits that he trained himself in, though they're not going to be burnt, meaning they're not going to get gone, goodbye. So, Stam is an interesting thing. I remember that, I don't remember in the name of who I heard this, but I heard this in the name of one of the, I don't know, Shashivas or Mashgichim, famous, somebody famous, I just can't remember who now, that when it comes to Shaduchim, it's better to look for a person who's naturally inborn good traits, good midas. It's better to look for that than the person who worked himself on himself and was kind of midas tovus. And this guy is Lechera is a Pashad Makarfat, such a thing. Because even though on the one hand you want somebody who works on himself, and if he was Koine Amidas, like, wow, that's gewaldic. On the other hand, when there's tirdos, it's lost very quickly. If a person doesn't keep up that Avoida, it's lost very quickly. As opposed to the one who has naturally good midas, so that's his natural default. That's the way he is. So that's a better thing to
safer bet,
and a better thing to, it also probably goes more biyerusha to the child. Once it's mamish embedded in the nefesh, the children. So that's something that's an interesting arab based on this pasuk of the goyin. You know, the pure perish of the goyin over here. That lechayra is a correct calculation based on this guy. Yes, so you see that the guy says minuruv from his youth. I mean, anything. What do you mean? How would you know? How would you know what's inborn and what's?
An 18-19-year-old making decisions who are going to be.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's hard to know. I mean, that's an economy. It's hard to know what's because when a person is raised, perhaps in a certain setting, let's say they're very calm, so they might be perhaps it's hard. In other words, it's hard to be able to distinguish between what's nature and nurture when it's at a very young age. I don't know if it's possible to. Exactly, he's talking about something you work on. Yeah.
Yeah. Nature and nurture both, not those.
No, that can somewhat relate to the nurture, but and the Hanami is not talking. He doesn't seem to be talking about nurture at all, and that's what I'm saying. It's hard to. It will be hard to figure out what is natural and what is just. Mitzad chinuch or mitzad the setting that he was raised in. Obviously, if it's mitzad nurture, it's easier to lose than nature. That's for sure, based on this gain. But I would agree with you that the nurture of 5 years old, 6 years old, or whatever it is certainly a better bet than the thing that he worked on at the age of at an older age. That clearly is true. I'll tell you what, that Vartit, 5 or 6 years old, it's not necessarily it's not really an avoida, because a child doesn't have really at that age doesn't have a koyach to be oivid on himself. So it probably becomes closer to the natural setting of the
hergel.
Yeah, it is hergel, but hergel is also a problem. In other words, I'm saying this is an in between. Machmas hergel, but it could become so inborn to him that it's very close to nature. Nevertheless, since it's still hergel and not mamish benafshay, then it would still be able, still be easier to lose. Tachlis, it's very hard for us to know what's nature nurture when it's but you can certainly see. You can certainly there is certainly access to that information with Birurim and whatever it is and it's very often it's visible how much is inborn and how much is natural. Okay, that's already up to the birurim of a person how to be involved in those things. But nevertheless, if you had these two options in front of you, then that's what this Rashiva Meshgeg was saying, is that look for that option better. Look for the inborn midas tevis. Okay, so we're going to skip now. I mean, we could read the psukim at least. So he says, Kena bal Eish Yisrael, so to the person who's going to Chas V'Shalom, come to the Eish Yisrael, lo yinakeh, he will not be clean. In other words, Hashem will punish him, kol negeh bal, anyone that touches her. Lo yavuza laganov ki ignov, l'mala nafshe ki irov. So it's interesting, the guy in here says that laganov is still in better shape. They're not going to be mavaza the ganav when he's going to fill it. Right? If a person is being stealing in order to fill his nefesh because he's hungry, so that's less of a busha. You have more achmaras on him. Nebuch, he doesn't have food, so he's stealing. Nimsei shalom shavasayin. It'll come out that he's going to be paying sevenfold. As kol hoin besa yitain, all the money of his house, all the wealth of his house, he's going to give for that theft. Going as al cheshbon of yom, I don't want to get into it because we said we're going to try to stick to the things that are less technical and more yosaidistic in avodas Hashem. So then he says, then the pasuk says, noyef isha chasar lev mashchis nafsho yasen, the one who's adulterous, lacking heart, will to corrupt his soul, destroy his soul, hu yasena. Ah, he's going to be making himself mashchis nafsho, I think that's the way to read the pasuk. Okay, well, I wanted to just do now the last pasuk with the bir agro, because here there's a... Oh, it's not even the last pasuk. Okay, pasuk lamed gimel. We'll read lamed gimel, lamed dalet, and lamed hay together. This is a... You need a little bit of a strong heart for these psukim with the Bir Hagro. Nega the kaloin yimtza. He will find nega and disgrace. Nega is literally a plague or and shame. He will find, right, the person that does these terrible errors. Vecherpasai, which ultimately the Goyin explains all these psukim is referring to falling to taiva and chemda. Okay, so the person that falls to taiva, really, appear the Goyin, it seems that these psukim of negev and yimtza is talking about the person is going to fall to taiva and chemda. So he says the person is going to fall to taiva and chemda, negev and yimtza, he will find nega and shame. Vecherpasai li simocha, and his embarrassment, his shame will not be erased. Ki kina chamas gover, because the jealousy, the hatred of a person, v'lo yachmal b'yom nokam, and he will not have compassion on the day of a vengeance. La'isa pnei chal kaifer, and they won't like accept any redemption money, so to say. You know, like la'yovek hisar b'sheicha, and he's not gonna desire that there should be an increase of sheicha. In other words, there's no way you're getting out of it. You're not gonna be paid. He's not gonna be able to pay his way out of the punishment. So let's see what the goyin's payosh over here is. Says the goyin v'choshev kan pasuk lamed gimel hazayin dinim sheyaver la'adam. The psukim over here are listing the seven types of dinim that a person before he's nifter. He's going to go through seven types of punishments, or possibly seven punishments or judgments. Like it says in the Zayim Pashas Nasai, the Haim, and they are like this. Aleph, 1. Tekef, Kidim Yisasa Boim Shleisha Malachim. Immediately before a person's Ptira, come three angels, Echad Choshiv Kalar Yagoyim Shayi Ba'olam, V'noitel Cheshben Akol Masha Ozabem. One calculates all the moments that a person was in the world, a person was alive. And he makes a calculation on everything that he did, kol rega verega of the life. It's already, that's why I say you have to be kind of strong-hearted over here, because just even the thought that, we know it in our head, but if you actually like think about it, and you see the way Goyin writes it, you know, that every minute or every moment, these malachim, it's like a beis din of malachim, right? They're going to be calculating what he did with every single moment. So at least Baruch Hashem, we have a few moments here that we know we did. We're doing good. that's like, he's going to calculate everything he did with the moments of his life. Vasheni, and the second one, the second din, Chayshev Averis Shasa. He's going to calculate the Averis that he did. So that's like, he's going to calculate the Averis that he did. Hashlishi Shalomad Itay Torah Bebeten Imai. The third din that he learned with him Torah in his mother's stomach, in the womb. Whoa, that's pretty spooky. Now he's going to say, okay, do you know all the Torah that I taught you? Like, where are you holding now? Because we spoke about this once, you know. I think what it comes out is that we have this thing that the Malach teaches them, Kola Torah Kula, right? It says such a thing. I think we saw in the Shevet Musar, then not everybody's able to. We read this piece once in the Sheva Musa, that everybody's able to be kind of the whole Torah in his lifetime, to learn the whole Torah. It's not shaykh. Some people, yeah, but not everybody. So you have your chalik, yeah, but l'chayra, I think, I don't remember if it says it there, but I want to maybe suggest, I'm certainly scared to go out on a limb and say this with any kind of, I don't remember seeing this mafurish, maybe in the Sheva Musa, I didn't look it up, I have to look it up and see if it's there, but that what the person is taught, when it says he's taught the whole Torah and is in the mother's womb, it's maybe the whole Torah that's shaykh to the person, that he's supposed to be kind, and then that would make sense, and we'd understand what the Goyin is saying over here, that the third din is, that whatever Torah he learned in his mother's stomach, now they're coming to see, do you have it all? Are you shleimim with that Torah? Right? If you're not, there's no expectations if you don't have the ability or capability to learn all Kol HaTorah Kula, so you're certainly not going to have a nainish on it, there's certainly not going to be a din on it, bichlal. But whatever you did have the capacity to learn, you're expected to learn, and now that's what the din is. How close did you get to that? Are you shalim with what you were supposed to have gotten in Torah? Beis, why Beis? Oh wow! Oh, so this is the three angels. Oh wow! Right. Okay, I didn't even read this right. So fine. So we have the three malachim. One malach makes the calculation of all the moments in the world. The other malach makes a calculation in the first malach calculates everything he did in those moments. The second one calculates the averis he did, and the third one calculates the Torah, where he's holding in Torah, did he get everything he was supposed to that he learned in his mother's womb. Okay, now, beis, that's all, okay, so that was all the first din. I made a mistake in the way I read it. That was all the first din. The beis, the second din is huachemisa, is after a person's nifter. Kshemolichim ha'is lekevim achrizim lefan of when they bring him to the grave, they announce before him, vile pleni demorid b'malka, woe is to so-and-so that was moirid b'malchas, he was rebelled against the king, and then he's judged at that point. That's why we say Kaddishim along the way. That's also why the minig here in Eretz Yisrael is not to allow children to come, because if the children come, so Melech, so they say that then all the Zera comes, including Chas v'Shalom if there was any Zera Levatolo, and then that makes him have an Einish. So we don't want to give him more problems. So the minig in Eretz Yisrael is that the children don't go to the kever, huh? I think just by men, yeah. After the steam is agoil, then they let the sons go, because that's already, that din, the b'shas ma'isa, is already gone. Dalid, then there's another din, which is called hu chibut hakever. Chibut hakever, it's like the bashing around in the kever. V'nidon kol eiver ve'eiver shenene ba'ilam hazeh shaloi b'mitzvah. That's a din on every single limb in the body that had no in olam hazeh, where it wasn't hanah through a mitzvah. It wasn't a mitzvah to have that hanah. Again, so it's pretty pretty severe stuff going over here. Huh? What's that? The second din was after Misa, that they, when they, while they're Moilichim to the kever, they announce on him, you know, that, oh, woe is to the person who was married by Melech. I hope we don't have that announcement. So, and then the third one was when they are, oh, did I skip? Gimel, kishmachnis ma'isel kever, nidal malo. When they put him into the kever, then he's judged above. That's the third one. I think I skipped it. The fourth one is chibut hakever, which is this din that on every single hano shaloi b'mkay mitzvah, and every single eiver that was nene shaloi b'mkay mitzvah. So for this, actually, it's kedai to see a goin in, where is it though? They're mitzayin it over here, I think. I saw it. Yud Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Over there, the Goyin says, I'm not reading the whole piece, but he says, Ish shekol machshavos of ligmol chesav lasav mitzvah. A person who's. Yeah. Yud Aleph Yud Zayin. Yud Aleph Yud Zayin. Okay, we don't have time to read the whole thing, but basically, he says there, a person who's all his kavanas l'Hashem Shemayim. So then, lechem kol achilos of gam kein mitzvah. Therefore, all his achilos, all his eatings, are also mitzvah. They nechshavos kekorban. They're considered a korban. So Imamish says that even achilos shel reshus, there are those who want to make this thing of chassidus. Yeah. Well, the Gaon says it here, and he says it in a few other places in his Bir on Zayir. He says it in that. That's mamish a gather of mitzvah. The person who's eating l'shem shemayim, it's nechshav kekarbon. He says it's also kol achilas gam kemitzvah. This is not everybody. This is not probably. I don't know. I can't say that everything I do is kavanah l'shem shemayim. But a person that is kavanah l'shem shemayim, then all is achilas. Okay. So certainly, if you're mechaven though on your achilas that you're eating it, that you should have koyach, etc. for learning, and you have the. If that's the case, then emechanami, it's a gather of mitzvah. That's a gather of mitzvah. So my point is, it's not just a suddis mitzvah that you can have anohayat. You know, every suda that you're having with kavan, every achil that you're doing in order that you should be able to learn and daven and function, that has a gather of mitzvah. Yeah. But if a person's eating, I don't know. You know, we're not holding on these. This is like very. Shtakadinim the Goyin is talking about. I was almost afraid to learn it. I think it's important that at least we should know that there's such a thing. On the other hand, to be sure on your psychological health, maybe not to focus on it too much, because like for us to like not have a hana, you know, a person like wants to have a chocolate, wants to, you know, like it's not a mitzvah, not because he wants to have koyach. So again, over there also maybe you have the Rabbeinu Avraham ben Agro. Maybe if a person wants to get in he needs like a boost in his spirit. Maybe that could also be considered a mitzvah, especially la'anoshim kerkeinu, people on our level. But not to get carried away with it, you know, because when you start to get carried away with it, you fall into the taiv and chemda, chas v'chalila. Hey, the fifth din is dina ditlach, the din of the worms, shataloim. What's that? No. Din of the telat, the din of the telas, shateloim oichim oisei v'nafshel of toival. The worms eat him in the kever. The worms eat the body, and the nefesh mourns over that. It's a terrible einish. Vav, this which happens basically to almost everyone. Vav, except for big tzaddikim. Vav. Kafa kela v'nasa ruach. This is the punishment of kafa kela, which is like he comes back like a spirit. He's just like flying around. Nasa ruach, he becomes a ruach. And it's like, that's a person who doesn't even, not zeicha to get into Gehenim. He's got to go through this. It's a terrible thing. He's not here or there. He's not in this world, not in that world. He's just, his ruach flies around. Zayin, the seventh one, ha-Gehenim, is the Gehenim. V'zel nega. Okay, we'll stop over here. Here, this is where he starts to be mefarshed into psukim. We'll stop over here, but those are the seven, and Shem Yazar.